Let's return to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Well, thank you, and welcome back to Milo's Internet Marketing.com. I want to remind you to take a look at the website, milosinternetmarketing.com. Lots there to look at. There's some clubs that will give you a lot of information on traffic generation, which we're going to talk about today, about e-marketing, about making emails that are really pertinent to your product and how to get people to cash in on your emails. Affiliate marketing, that's a really big area right now, the affiliate marketing. It's hard to make a product yourself, although we've talked about it before. We'll talk about it in the future. There's a lot of good articles out there. And so think about selling other people's products, but always keep in the back of mind selling your own. It's more profit if you sell your own. And then how to look at yourself. It's called Successful Upgrades. How to look at yourself to make sure that you're capable and the skills that you need to achieve success in internet marketing. So a lot there. Those are clubs that are free, or you can get more information and join it. There's a page for newbies if you're just beginning to look at that, even if you've been there for a while. Certainly don't hesitate to take a look at it. And later this week, we're going to have Milo's RadioSpecials.com. Take a look at that. That's starting on Friday. We're going to have a lot of giveaways there. So you'll get more information. People who belong to the website signed up, you'll get more information on that. Milo's Radio Giveaways will give you a lot of things over the next week or so. So a lot of activity on the website. So certainly take a look at it, milosinternetmarketing.com. But traffic generation, that's difficult to get traffic. No matter what people say, oh, it's simple, it's easy, it really isn't. They tell you to do things and it doesn't come out that way. So that's one thing you have to work at is getting traffic. Once you got the traffic, then you can start making the money. But if you don't get the traffic, it's not going to do well. Really, the best way to get traffic, the quickest, however it costs money, is pay-per-click. If you really want to run with the big boys or want to get started in a strong way, Google pay-per-click. Otherwise, go to Ask or Yahoo pay-per-click. It's cheaper. You can do it that way. But you really get the much bigger response with Google. But again, it's more money. Depend upon your opening budget. But that's a good way to get some traffic and some activity going so you can start build upon that. But we're going to talk about using the blog to get traffic. It's a little slower process, but it's a continuum. It doesn't start the first, second, third week, but it builds. It's like so many other things. You go online, you're not going to have success the first week, the first month, the first 2 months. It's just slowly builds, like anything else. Open a brick-and-mortar store. It takes a while for people to become aware of it. They'll drive past it. They'll walk past it. They'll notice it, but they won't step in, at least at first. After a while, they will. Then if they like what they see, they'll come back. If they like what they see on your website, they'll come back. But at some point or another, all internet-based businesses struggle with the traffic generation problem. That is a big problem. Whether they have no traffic at all or some but not enough, all webmasters know that they can radically increase their sales volume if they can get good, reliable traffic to the website. Unfortunately, it's really a tough task. Now, there's a lot of places out there that will tell you they'll guarantee you a lot of traffic, but what most of those, you read the fine print, read it very carefully. What a lot of those sites do is you put your ad on theirs, they'll run your ad, but also they're going to send ads to you constantly. So you might get 10, 15, 20 emails a day with ads from other people. So if you don't mind being inundated with different ads, that's fine. But just realize some of these, and many of these that are free, what they're doing is they're just generating a lot of busy traffic back and forth. Then they use that generation traffic to save and sell to other people. So just be careful out there. It's not going to hurt you, but it may not help you. You might be spinning your wheels in a wrong way. Pay-per-click, as I said, is the best. Another good way it takes time is using a blog. For many, writing a blog is something you do to vent their frustration. That's what a lot of people do. A lot of political blogs out there. They just want to vent how their feelings or attitudes or whatever. For others, blog is a tool to generate traffic and sell a product, whether directly or indirectly. For other, it's a combination of both. Whatever the case may be, no one wants to write a blog that no one reads. So we're going to talk about some simple methods to get traffic to your blog. And once they get it to your blog, then they're going to go to your website because you're going to have links there. That's why sometimes it's better to point people to a blog than it is to point to the website. Because the website, they look, they're not happy, they switch off. A blog, they might read something, might catch their eye, and they might want to go back for more information because you're giving them free information on there. And so they'll return, and that's just going to get them to come back to you. Fresh content is important. It turns readers off to see your last blog was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. People like to feel that what they're coming to is up to date and is of interest to them. Plus, the more frequently your blogs are updated, as we said, the more frequently search engines will crawl to you because it's active. They want to go where the action is. Blog linking is important. It's a great way to glom traffic from others, and, of course, you do them the favor in return. As long as you have a blog worth reading and are willing to reciprocate, there's no reason why you can't get other bloggers to link to you and you link to them. And what that does is increase their traffic, and, of course, it increases your traffic. People don't want to read timid blogs. Everyone has an opinion, including you. Controversy creates readers, not so far out that it upsets them, but a strong opinion is important. Why this product works, why this will help you, why you feel this way about health foods, why you feel this way about bodybuilding. But don't be crude, don't be rude. Remember, all kinds of people are viewing your blog. You want it to be strong, but yet in the realm of acceptable by almost everybody. Some people are never happy with anything. One of the most frustrating tasks for any new webmaster is to find out how to bring visitors to their exciting site. You know, you always have the best and most exciting sites. Perhaps you have a product to sell or ads you want to click on. Perhaps you just have a fun site you want people to come and enjoy and laugh and have fun. Nothing can kill your enthusiasm faster than creating new content, and no one ever looks at it. If you don't get clicks on your or hits on your blog, if you don't get people reading it, it's not going to last long because you're going to give it up. That's why I started out by saying it takes time. Give it 2-3 months to build something. Two easy ways to change how much traffic you get. The two words are the same. Keywords, 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 keywords. Their importance cannot be overstated. Gone are the days when you can simply put up a relevant meta tag on your webpage and call it a day. You need to have a keyword, and my suggestion is get the big, long list of keywords, 20, 30 keywords, but don't use them all. Find some very obscure keywords, and every week, might say, every 2 weeks, change your keywords. Get some words that haven't there before. Then you're going to get some people back to your website. If you're holding a few people there that are happy with your website, they're going to come back. You want to get some new, unusual traffic, so set a far-out keyword, a keyword that, you know, go to a keyword-finding website and search through it and find out the ones at the very bottom, the ones at the low end of the spectrum as far as clicks. You're still going to get some clicks. So you're going to pick up some new people the following week, plus the ones that were happy will come back. But the importance of good keywords can't be overstated. So think about that. Backlinks. One of the easiest ways to increase your search engine ranking and thus increase traffic is to secure backlinks. Backlinks are nothing more than links to your website from other websites. You can do that a number of ways. You can do it from your blog. You can put up three blogs, have backlinks on each page, and the search engines are, ooh, cool, this guy has a bunch of backlinks. They don't know it's the same company doing it. That's why many companies will have 5 or 6 different blogs in different areas. If you're selling health products, and it might be health foods, it might be health equipment, it might be vitamins, have a blog for each different one. Sure, that takes time, but it's going to increase your backlinks. And if you want traffic, you need the proper keywords and you need the backlinks. You really do. Don't bother with backlinks, some so-called link farms. Now, link farms are what we talked about where you can post it for free, put your name on there, they'll put your name on. Search engines don't like link farms. They realize what it is. They realize somebody's just trying to make some money by having a page full of ads or backlinks. It doesn't work. Remember, Google is not a person. Google is a software. It's a technical ability to sort all this out. And when they realize this page has a bunch of ads on it, I'm not happy with this page. So they're not even going to register the page. So you'll just get kind of looked at as, well, this guy's doing too much advertising. We don't need that. Search engine traffic is the most powerful form of Internet availability. By now, everyone who is surfing the net knows how to use the major search engine, so that's over it. But studies have shown that visitors who find sites through natural search are 10 times more likely to stay and even buy from the website. In other words, if they type something, they're looking for a particular product, and they type it in the search engines, if the person gets to your site through that, they're much more apt to purchase from your site. Sometimes people just go on and search different things on the Google and see what's there and check this out. But once they use the search box and you are found through keywords, they're more apt to come back and purchase from you because you've appeared when they wanted something, your name, your site came about. It's been stated dozens of times before, but this is the most important aspect of ranking. This keyword rich. And I can't overemphasize that enough. Keywords, I think, are on the brink of losing some of their potential. But right now, that's very important to have keywords. Nothing will bring down the wrath of search engines faster than filling your site with content that it can be found elsewhere. In other words, if you have three websites, don't put the same thing on each website. You will then be canceled out of all three, so you won't have any backlinks. Make sure each one is different. You can change the order of sentences. Remember, it's a machine reading it, not a person. So it looks for the binary system, and it's going to be different from different web pages if your sentences are different order. Use a few synonyms to change the words. Definitely use a different title. You can't use the same title on every entry that you put, but you can have three very similar entries and post them on three different websites. Web blog sites. The thing with article marketing, which you talked about, is very important, is you can't write an article and submit that to 10, 15. There's a lot of software you can get very inexpensively that will automatically submit your article to e-zines, different electronic magazines. But if you do the same one each and every time, the search engines are going to block you off. They're smart enough to know they're going to block off milosinternetmarketing.com because he's got his article on 10 different sites. It's the same article. It's not spamming, but in the term we can understand, it's spamming. So that just doesn't work. It has to be different. Change your range of paragraphs. Change the first paragraph especially. That's the most important. That's pretty much what the search engine looks at, and of course it looks at the title. Pay-per-click advertising is one of the most powerful forms of internet promotion. We've said it before, we'll say it again. Pay-per-click is offered by all major search engines, so you can go do the big boy one on Google and pay more money, or you can do Ask and Yahoo and pay not as much. When starting out a pay-per-click, it's hard to strike the right balance between bidding too much for a keyword and too little. If you bid too much, you may rank highly for the keyword, but it might not pay off. You'll be spending too much for the amount of return that you get. If it's too low, you're not going to get enough returns or hits to your website. So pay-per-click is not easy. That's something you can do, you can learn, you can read, but there's also some companies out there that do pay-per-click that you might want to invest in them. It's a little bit of extra money, but they kind of know the delicate balance. And with search engines and more sites out there, it is getting to be a very delicate balance. A common mistake many people make when venturing into the pay-per-click word is ignoring the quality of their ad in favor of keyword attacks. In other words, they try to put too many words in there that doesn't necessarily follow up with your keywords. Whatever your keywords are, make sure the ad flows through it. The best keywords are the best ads don't do anything for you if the landing page is not optimized to get traffic. So, as we've said many times, wherever you link back, make sure there's a link somewhere on there where they can sign up for a newsletter, a free article, whatever. Once you have captured their email address, then you've got it made. How to get visitors to return, that's another thing. You think you're on your way, you've got a website, people are interested in it, you found a way to increase the natural rankings and search engines, your traffic reports are looking better than they were last week, but you still got one problem. When you look at the traffic reports, a troubling statistic stands out. Almost all of your traffic is coming from first-time visitors. What about yesterday's visitors? What about the ones before? Remember, usually 6 or 7 times somebody goes to a website before they purchase, unless they're really anxious to make one particular purchase. So you've got to get people to come back. A great way is to have them bookmark your page. Now, a lot of people don't want to do that, but you can get software, a little script that's written into your page, where if they click that little button, it'll automatically put a bookmark up on their bookmark site. So you know, it really makes it easier. They don't have to physically go put the bookmark there. It's there. Now, they might forget about you for 3 weeks and look at their bookmarks one day and see that website and go down and check out what it is. So it's getting the people back to your website. But you can purchase that script all over. Get fresh information daily, every other day. It's important to have new information because people will come back with the same old stuff. They're not going to come back very many times. We talked about it before. Change your website look or change the color or at least change what's on the home page. So every time they go there or every couple times they go there, it's a little bit different. Ooh, this is interesting. Something's new here. You're going to get them to really look into what you're selling and you'll be able to advertise different products. Let's say your website is about weight loss and you're selling a diet book on the website and you want to find the right keywords. Look under lost weight, weight loss, diet book, all kinds of ways to do that to find what you want. But also, Google yourself those same titles. Then look at some websites that they're linked to and pick up ideas from those websites. Pick up titles from the websites. Put the title of the website there. Remember, relevancy is everything. Make sure that whatever you have chosen for keywords or meta tag is relevant to your site, relevant to what you're getting. You know, you just can't use a keyword that doesn't fit. It's got to be something that fits. So a lot of things to get traffic generated to your site. It's not an easy thing. It takes time. Please, a couple other quick ways to do that is by posting on a forum. There's a lot of forums out there if you're into mechanics of a car. There's forums for that. Just you can get on that. You have to join up. I tell a little bit about yourself, and then you can put yourself on a forum. Then you're going to become more popular and more familiar to people. Link exchange, you know, your competitor can be your best friend. Trade ideas and things back and forth. Do a group mailing. They mail your product to their list. You mail their product to your list. Don't give them your email list, but mail for them. It's a great way to do that, to link exchange, press release. There still is the press of the tactile type, the newspapers, the local press, the small newspaper. Many towns have smaller newspapers, and they're always looking for things to print about. Well, type up a little newsletter yourself, a press release, and put it together and do it that way. So right now you're eager to find ways to generate traffic, and that's a good idea. But keep in mind, experiment and practice. Give and take. Try this, try that. One method may work, another one doesn't. Once you find something that works for you, stick with it. Everybody has different ideas of success. Many people might prefer using ads, might prefer using banner ads, might prefer just blogs, whatever. But use whatever can to get traffic. And remember, getting traffic is a slow process. Most people fail in internet marketing, e-marketing, because they give up too quickly. They get on the website, and 3-4 months later, it's not really producing what they want, and so they, oh, this isn't working. It doesn't. brick and mortar doesn't work that fast. Give it time. Give yourself time. Stick to it. Try a few different things. And eventually, believe me, you will have success. And we're going to have success with Andy pretty soon. He's got a lot of questions he wants to answer. People all week have been putting in questions, last several weeks, questions. And so Andy's going to cover those next. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.